It's Relationship Intervention.
Weddings are a time of happiness, but they also cause a ton of stress for many brides. And that is why Trisha is sharing her story today. And Trisha, it says in your message, this wedding issue involves your dad?
Yes. I'm getting married in 2 weeks, and I'm super excited. But I'm currently in an argument with my dad because he wants to give a speech at the wedding, and I seriously do not want that to happen.
What's wrong with that? Everybody likes to grab the mic and say a little something-something, or are you a little worried that dad's going to say a little too much something-something?
That's what my dad, he gets drunk at all these big events, at birthdays, and he just goes on and on. It's so bad.
So dad just likes to have a little fun and then grab the microphone or kind of like get everybody's attention and then goes on and on and on and doesn't know when to stop. Is that what it is?
Exactly. He gets excited. He's celebrating. He's drinking a little too much, and he doesn't usually drink that much. So he gets drunk.
Have you thought about telling dad, hey, look, here's the plan. We've got this happening at this time. This is going on. You've got to cut the cake. There might not be time or anything like that. Or maybe say, here, there's a time slot for you to get put like at this time to make this speech. Maybe it's towards the end of the evening when everybody else is kind of having a good time.
I didn't even think about that. But the wedding's already planned out and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can do that. I mean, I love my dad. It's just going to be embarrassing. And yeah. I just don't want him to embarrass himself.
Wait a minute. What about mom? I mean, is mom in the picture?
Yes, totally. But she does not want to get involved. She doesn't want to take sides. So
is there really no compromise here? I mean, like, say to dad, hey, earlier on in the wedding, maybe dad can say something before he has a few cocktails.
You know, that's an idea. I never even thought of that. That's possible. It's just that we've got everything arranged.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that. Man, this is a tough one. I don't even have Elizabeth here. She's off today to be able to bounce things off of. So we need to hear from the Mix family. But Trisha, what is the ultimate question you have for our listeners, the advice you're looking for?
I don't want him to give a speech at my wedding, even though he's paying for it.
Okay, now it's a different story. He's paying for the wedding. He's paying for his own beer. Let the man speak. Is that all he's asking for?
Yes.
Trisha, we're going to ask our Mix family. We're going to ask them what they think.
Okay.
All right, so Trisha says her dad's paying for the wedding, but he likes to really tie one on at these big events. And she's afraid he's going to give this speech that's going to be terrible, embarrassing. He's going to grab the mic, and it's just not going to be good for your wedding. She doesn't want to let her dad give the speech at the wedding, even though he's paying for it. And what should she do? So, Trisha, we need to let you go to grab all these calls and the text messages that will be coming in at 414-432-1099. We ask that you listen to the advice, and then we want to know if we can get you back on the show tomorrow morning at 8:20 for a little update on what you decided to do, because you're here for the advice. So now everyone thinks, all right, we're going to give you that advice. Hopefully you will take it. Is there anything else that our Mix family can help you with going on with your wedding?
This is like my only request.
Trisha, we'll let you go for the rest of the day. Listen to this advice that's coming in at 414-432-1099. Call or text that same number, 414-432-1099. What should she do about this? Does she just allow dad to give the speech, or does she push back, and how can she prevent it? Kayla, what do you think Trisha should do about this situation?
I think she needs to let him do it. I think she's acting like a spoiled brat.
Oh, really? But I mean, it's going to be kind of embarrassing, she says, but he is paying for the wedding.
He's paying for the wedding. It's her dad. And if he wants to make a fool of himself, let him.
But she doesn't want that on her, like, oh, your dad at the wedding. But I guess you're saying, hey, if he's paying for the wedding, let him do it. It's his deal.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for the advice. Trisha is listening. We'll see if she takes your advice. Have a good day. Thanks for checking in with us and being part of the show. Let's go over to line number 4 where Steve-O is. Steve-O, what is your advice for Trisha?
Let the man speak at your wedding, no matter if he was paying for it or not. That's your dad.
So it doesn't matter if he's, she's worried he's going to make a fool of himself, go a little long, get a little sloppy up there.
Right. But you can't change who your parents are. That's your dad. Be proud of him.
Let him do it. All right, buddy. Hey, thank you so much. We're going to find out tomorrow morning at 8:20 if Trisha takes your advice and says, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Thanks for the call.
Not a problem.
All right, and we'll go over to Cindy. All right, we've already had 2 callers, Cindy, that said, go ahead and let him do it. Who cares? What do you say?
Well, I say definitely he's going to do it anyway, so you might as well give him a time slot so you know it's happening instead of it being a surprise to the bride.
Give him that time slot. I love it.
Yeah, because he's going to do it anyway. So then she's really going to be ticked on her wedding day. Does she really want that? And besides that, to have the honor and pleasure of having your dad at your wedding and pay for it, she's already won. So give him his time slot.
He paid for it, so give him the time slot. That's totally fine. Now, does it matter if it's like before the drinks start flowing or after or whenever dad wants to do this?
Okay, it should be a compromise. If she's going to let him do it, then he should honor the time slot that she wants
and
to do it in, earlier.
Yeah, and if she wants to do it earlier. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, that's some great advice. All the callers we've had have said, go ahead and just let him do it. Doesn't really matter. We've even got texters from the 414 saying, hey, he paid for it. Dad's got to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. Another texter from the 414 said, how about she has dad write a 3 to 5 minute speech in advance so he doesn't go rambling on for 30 minutes. So there you go. Maybe that's what will happen. We're going to find out from Tricia tomorrow morning with an update for relationship intervention. So be listening at 8:20 tomorrow morning. Thanks for the call and for joining the show.
Thanks.
And we just have to get one more texter in. This one just popped in on our text line, which is the same as when you call 414-432-1099. Call or text that same number from the 920. Let dad speak. Give him a set amount of time, which is pretty much what everyone's been saying. But once the time is up, have the band or DJ play him off like at award shows. Old music starting, Dad. That means you got to get off the stage. We're going to find out from Tricia, like we said, tomorrow morning at 8:20. Little update for you for relationship intervention.